If you were me, what would you do? Welcome back to the Learn English podcast, the podcast teaching English in context so you can learn naturally. On today's episode, I want to talk about the phrase if I were and how you can use it in your sentence structure. I'm going to talk about two different ways that we can use this phrase that are different from each other but follow the same structure. If you're struggling with understanding how to use this phrase, and if you want to hear some more examples and do a little bit of practice, then please follow along because we're about to begin. Before we get started, I want to remind you to look at the description of this podcast episode. There you will find links to the website and to take lessons with me, but you will also find the vocabulary list of the words and phrases that I used in the episode. You can take them, study them, and build your English vocabulary. Now let's talk about the phrase if I were. If I were has two main ways that it is used. One is to talk about hypothetical situations that are not likely to occur, or maybe that you don't know if they exist. This is very similar to the subjunctive mood, the subjunctive that you have in other languages. If you are a Romance language speaker, you are used to having the subjunctive, and I'm sure the subjunctive is in other languages as well. The other way to use if I were is to talk about advice, to give advice to someone when you were thinking that maybe they should do a particular action to try to accomplish their goals. We're going to talk about both of these, but the way I'm going to do it is to give you a little bit of a story. I'm going to talk about a conversation that I had with my friend and how we used these phrases. So I'm going to talk about this conversation and I want you to listen to how I use the phrase if I were. One thing to know about my friend is that she used to live in California, but now she lives in a different state, and she lives in a state where it snows. If you have seen my previous videos where I've talked about California, you know that the winters are very mild here. It hardly ever rains. Almost every day is sunny. It's March. I'm wearing a t-shirt right now, and I was wearing a t-shirt in January when I went out to eat with my mom because every day is really nice and sunny, and the winters are really mild, and I don't have to worry about snow or cold weather. But my friend does. She lives in a place where it snows, and she was talking to me about driving in the snow. And I said, if I were you, I would move because there is no way I would be able to handle the snow. If I were to move to a place where it snows, I would need to buy a new wardrobe. I don't even think I have a warm jacket because who needs a jacket in California? I only have a sweatshirt. And if I were to move to a place where it snows, I would have to buy a brand new wardrobe. I would need a hat and gloves and a jacket and boots. And those aren't things that I'm used to dealing with. Those aren't clothes that I'm used to wearing. And if I were to move to a place where it snows, I think I would be a little bit sad. I don't think I could deal with driving in the snow because if I were to go driving in the snow, I would get a little bit scared. I don't know how to drive in the snow. I've never driven in the snow because I'm a Californian. And she laughed and she said that driving in the snow isn't that bad. And she's used to wearing two pairs of pants when she goes outside when it's snowing. And she asked me if I would ever consider moving somewhere else, moving outside of California. And I thought about it and I said, if I were rich, I would move because I hate the summers here. And I said, I'm a Californian and I'm used to my mild winters. But part of being a Californian is dealing with very hot summers. There will be months where it is 38 degrees Celsius or above every single day. And it's horrible. And I hate it. And I tell people that it is the temperature of the sun because it is just too hot. And I told my friend, if I were able to move, and if I were able to find a place with different weather, I would. I love the rain. Probably because I am a Californian and it never rains here, or at least it rains only a few days a year. But I love overcast weather. Overcast means cloudy, that you cannot see the sun. And I love it when it is overcast, when it is cloudy, when there is just a little bit of rain. So a little bit of rain we call drizzle. And I love when it's drizzling outside. I love that kind of cloudy weather because I hate the sun. I've lived in California my whole life and I've seen too much sun. I see sun every single day of the year and I want cloudy weather. So I told my friend, if I were able to move, I would move to England. Now, I've never been to England and I don't really know what the weather is like there, but I know the stereotype that it is cloudy and overcast and drizzly every day. And that's what I want. If I were able to move somewhere, I would move to England. However, I might get to England and I might find that the weather isn't as cold and overcast and rainy as I want. It might not be as dreary as I want. So dreary means cold and overcast and rainy. And that's what I would like, dreary weather. I told my friend, if I were to go to England and if the weather was not what I wanted, I wouldn't be happy there either. I would have to find somewhere where it rains all the time. If I were able to find a place where it's not too hot during the summer, and it's not too cold and it doesn't snow during the winter, and it's not too humid like a jungle or the rainforest, then I would move there. If I were to find that place with cold, dreary weather every day of the year, I would move there. And my friend laughed at me, of course, because who wants to be in that dreary cold weather? Well, I do, but who else does? And we talked some more, and my friend was talking about maybe looking for a job. My friend is a stay-at-home mom. A stay-at-home mom is someone who is a mother of children who does not work, but who takes care of the children at home. So her husband works, but she doesn't because she is a stay-at-home mom. And her children are getting a little bit older, and she's thinking about going back to work. And I asked her, if you were able to, what type of job would you want? What type of job would you want to do? And she thought about it and she said, if I were able to, I would want to get a job in medical education and I would want to work from home. Now, she still wants to work from home because she would have to figure out what to do with her children. In the United States, when children turn about 5 years old, you can send them to a public school, you can send them to kindergarten. However, when they're younger than that, usually there is not a government school that you can send them to, and you have to send them to a daycare. A daycare is a place for children who are younger than kindergarten age. Usually about a newborn age to 5 years old. And she said, if I were to go back to work, I would have to find a daycare. If I weren't able to work from home, my children would definitely have to go somewhere during the day and I would have to find a daycare for them. And I told her, if I were you, I would look at the daycare options around you. Now, my friend does not live in a big city. However, if you do live in a big city like New York or San Francisco, it can be difficult to find daycare. There are places that you can take your children to daycare, but sometimes there's a waiting list. Sometimes you have to sign up and you have to wait until a spot becomes open so you can send your child there. So sometimes it's hard to find daycare. And I told my friend, if I were you, I would just look around and see if there's a waiting list on any of the daycares in your area. Just in case you do find that job, you might want to be familiar with the daycare options available. And I told her, if I were you, I would get your children used to being around other people. My friend is home all day with her children, and that's amazing, and they have a lot of fun. But maybe her children aren't used to being around other people who are not her, right? They're not used to being around strangers. And I had a coworker at my job who took his child to daycare, and his child hated it and started crying and screaming. And we call that a meltdown. So a meltdown is when a child is crying and screaming and just having a horrible time. And so his child had a meltdown, and he had to take his child out, and he did not take his child back to daycare for an entire year. It took a year to get his child ready to go to daycare. And so I told my friend, if I were you, I would socialize your children more. Socialize means to have them be in different social situations around other people, in other places, in strange places, so they can get used to it. And I told her, if I were you, I would think about socializing your children because it can be really difficult. And she said, if my children were not happy and they did not like daycare, then I wouldn't be able to continue working at that new job. And I told her, yeah, that's definitely true. It's a difficult situation sometimes when your children are used to you being home and then you have to go back to work. So she said, if I were able to go back after they started school, that's what I would do. I definitely would start back later and go back to work in a few years after they started school. And I told her, if I were you, and if I were able to, I definitely would do that. If I were you, I would wait. I would wait until my children are able to start school and then start looking at what my options are to go back to work. So, did you hear how we used the phrase, if I were? And did you hear what other word it was coupled with? When we started a sentence with, if I were, we always started the second part of the sentence with one particular word. Did you hear it? Let's go back to that last example. I told my friend, if I were you, I would wait until my children were in school. Did you hear it this time? When we use the phrase, if I were, we're always going to partner it with the word would. This applies for both instances. If you were talking about a hypothetical situation using that subjunctive mood, or if you're giving advice to someone and telling them what you think they should do. In both cases, you are going to start the second part of your sentence with the word would. Let's go back through some examples and see how I used this, and you can see how those are paired. When we were talking about hypothetical things, we used the phrase, if I were. If I were rich, I would move. Now, I don't know about where you're from, but here in the United States, public school teachers do not get paid a lot of money. I am a public school teacher, but I am definitely not rich, and I'm not expecting to be rich in the next couple of years. I'm not expecting to win the lottery. I'm not expecting to become a millionaire. And that's why I said, if I were rich, because it's a hypothetical situation that I don't think is going to occur. I don't think I'm going to become rich, at least not in the immediate future. My friend also said this when she was talking about her job, this job where she could work from home in medical education. That's a very specific job. We don't know if any company is hiring in medical education, let alone looking for someone to work from home. That is a very specific position. We don't know if it exists. So she said, if I were able to, I would work in medical education from home. We don't know if that's going to happen. Hypothetical situation, probably not very likely. So we use the phrase, if I were. I also use this when I talked about some unknown country with the perfect dreary weather. I don't know if there's a place that is somewhat warm in the winter, somewhat cold in the summer, where you have clouds and rain every day. I don't know if a place exists like that. So if I were to find a place like that, I would move there. Because maybe it's imaginary. Maybe no place on earth exists that has that combination of weather where it's not hot during the summer and it doesn't snow in the winter and it rains all the time. So I can use the phrase, if I were. We can also use that phrase, if I were, when we are talking about advice. And again, we are still using that word would in the second part of our sentence. If I were you, I would start playing the lottery. My friend said this when I said that I wasn't rich, or I implied that I wasn't rich when I said, if I were rich. By saying that sentence, I'm saying that I am not rich. And so she responded by saying, if I were you, I would play the lottery. If I were you and I wanted to become rich and I wanted to move, then I would start playing the lottery because maybe you'll win and become a millionaire and be able to move. I also said this to her when I was talking about what she should do with her children. If I were you, I would start looking at daycare options. I am not her. I do not have children, but if she's thinking about going back to work, she probably needs to find somewhere to send her children. And I think it's important that she knows what her options are. So my advice is, if I were you, I would start looking at daycare options. Then she said she might wait to go back to work until after her children are in school. And I said, if I were you, I would do the same thing. Again, I'm giving her advice on what actions I think she should take and what I would do if I was in her situation. In both of these instances, when I'm talking about hypothetical and when I am talking about advice or giving advice, you can see how I partnered if I were with the word would. If you have listened to this episode and if you have gotten more comfortable with using the phrase, if I were, I would like you to leave a comment. Try practicing. If you were something, what would you do? If I were blank, I would blank. Right? Fill in those blanks and tell me, if you were something, what would you do? And I'm also going to end this episode with some advice, my last little bits of advice. If I were you, I would definitely leave a comment and practice writing a sentence with this phrase. If I were you, I would leave a comment on whatever app you are using to listen to this podcast on. If I were you, I would tell a friend or family member about how this podcast is helping me learn English. If I were you, I would know that both of those things would help grow this podcast and help it reach a larger audience. If I were you, I would follow us on social media at LearnEnglishPod. I would go to the website, learnenglishpod.com, and I would sign up for notifications so I don't miss the next episode when it comes out next week. And if I were you, I would keep learning English.